Page 43. G. Jamaica. Area. 10,991 square kilometres. Population. 2,930,000. Capital. Kingston. Major cities. Spanish Town. Montego Bay. Languages. English. Patois. Currency, Jamaican dollar. Life expectancy at birth, male 71.87, female 75.17. Literacy, male 82.1%, female 91.89%. National Day, Independence Day, the 6th of August.
If you like a relaxed atmosphere, plenty of sunshine, tasty Caribbean food, white sandy beaches and crystal clear water, Jamaica is the place for you. And you will definitely not feel alone during your stay. Approximately 3 million tourists visit the island every year. Jamaica has a lot to offer visitors. Apart from scuba diving, snorkeling, and lazing in the sun, you can go hiking in the rainforests, rafting on rivers in the jungle, or go for a climb up the amazing Duns River Falls. However, what makes Jamaica really special are the easygoing people you meet everywhere. The most well-known Jamaican phrase is, "Yaman," which is a way of greeting a stranger or someone you pass in the street. You will hear it everywhere. In Jamaica, they speak a form of English known as Patois, a mixture of English, French, Spanish, and African languages. But there is no reason to worry about not understanding the locals, because they use a more standardized English when speaking to foreigners. Rastafarianism is a religion that emerged in Jamaica in the early 1930s. Rastafarians, also known as Rastas, believe that Haile Selassie I, the late emperor of Ethiopia, was the descendant of the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon of Israel, and therefore God's incarnation on earth. Many Rastafarians wear their hair in dreadlocks, and many smoke cannabis or ganja, which is considered a spiritual act, a sacrament, which brings them closer to God. Reggae. Reggae is a genuinely Jamaican style of music, although its roots can be traced back to Africa. The slaves, who were shipped from Africa to work on the plantations during the 1700s and 1800s, brought their musical traditions with them. Although African and Native American cultures had not been officially accepted even by the time slavery was abolished in Jamaica, they had continued to thrive among the population as a whole. In the 1950s, American radio stations started broadcasting from Mexico, enabling Jamaicans to listen to American popular music for the first time. This led to the development of ska and rock steady music, the forerunners of reggae. Ska is a mixture of American popular music and mento, a Jamaican dance, whereas rocksteady is a slower version of ska music. Ska lyrics were often political and dealt with the everyday struggles of poor people in the slums. As a result, the music was banned from Jamaican radio stations, but it lived on unofficially. With its pulsating rhythm and critical lyrics, reggae became a strong weapon in the efforts to raise the political awareness of the Jamaican people. Reggae became, in effect, both the music and a political tool of the underprivileged. A Jamaican icon. The most famous Jamaican reggae musician is Bob Marley. In 1963, he formed the band The Wailers with some friends, and together they toured the world for almost 2 decades. They performed songs such as No Woman, No Cry, Redemption Song, and Could You Be Loved, which went on to become international hits. As a boy of mixed race, with a white father and a black mother, Bob Marley experienced racial prejudice from early childhood. Bob had little contact with his father as he was growing up, since he worked as a sea captain and was away a great deal. After his father died, his mother struggled to support the family. Jobs were hard to find, and many people moved into Kingston from the countryside in search of work and prosperity. Bob Marley and his family moved to Trenchtown, a well-known slum in Kingston. Marley's upbringing made him conscious of the differences between rich and poor in Jamaica, and many of his songs are about injustice, oppression, and other social issues. He was seen as a liberator and spokesman for the underprivileged, and he had a high standing in the Jamaican community. During his life, it was said that Bob Marley had more political power than the Jamaican government. He is still immensely popular, and his home and the Bob Marley Museum are major tourist attractions in Jamaica.